Time to have a chat now to Chris Lees, who's got a very nice chance in one of the Group 1s in Sydney on Saturday, the Flight Stakes. We may also see one of his horses in Melbourne at Flemington. Morning, Chris. You well?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
Now, you haven't got an umbrella with you, have you? Please tell me it's not raining up there.
It's not raining now, but if you live in New South Wales, you always have an umbrella.
Oh, fingers crossed it's not going to be as bad as what some of the predictions are. If it is wet and on the worst side of maybe a heavy track, how do you think that'll affect your little filly Wolverine and the Flight Stakes?
Oh, look, I think she'll be comfortable in it. She's handled the soft okay since she's been out here. She's worked well on it. I think importantly for her, she's got a more favourable gait, albeit history says that inside can be a little off there at Randwick as the day progresses, but it'll just enable her to just race a little closer in the run. We've been dictated from bad gates to go back, and she's been strong late, but probably getting too far out of her ground. So at least with a soft draw, she can maybe take up a more forward position.
Yeah, I was going to ask you whether she had that in her capabilities, because she has been really hitting the line strongly. So if she can posse up closer in what's not a huge field for the Flight Stakes, you'd have to give her a really good chance on Saturday, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I do. But look, it's a really competitive race. You know, I think any of the top six in the market could certainly be winning a race like that.
Are you confident that she looks like the mile is what she's looking for, that she'll be as strong at the end of 1600?
Yeah, despite having not been there, all the indications are that she'll run out a strong mile.
What plans have you got? If she runs really well, would you bring her down to Melbourne for 1,000 guineas?
Well, she's in the nominations. It's certainly something to consider. There are some still nice three-year-old races, albeit they'll be against the boys in Sydney as well. So, you know, we'll cross that bridge after Saturday.
Outside of Wolverine, Flag of Honour's an interesting runner in the Dulcify. Pretty lightly exposed, but she's been hitting the line really well.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. Another one I think he'll be suited now, first time at the mile. He returned in good order in the Ming Dynasty. I think that format of that race will hold up pretty well. He's a strong weight, and he's come on the right way. If he runs well, he'll possibly back up in the Gloaming, depending how he comes through the race, and it's 2 weeks into the Spring Champion Stakes.
He does look like a horse that can handle a wet, from what we've seen with his two starts on the soft and the heavy as well.
Yeah, he's got through it okay. So, look, another one I'd probably prefer on firmer ground, but is what it is at the moment.
Hosey's a horse we know well down in Melbourne, and he's done really well since joining your stable. It was a really good win in the Coffs Cup. Has he come through and continued to improve?
Yeah, he had a little freshen up again. He seems to race well with his run space. He's in good order. He's qualified for the big dance on Melbourne Cup Day, so that's his target race. It's a nice lead into it. Gets the right type of run, he'll be competitive again despite his big weight.
Yeah, he's one that's got a great record on soft tracks as well. Lutzi's is an interesting runner in the Hill Stakes. You've got him entered, but you've also got him entered in the Tab Turnbull. Which way are you going to head with him?
Yeah, we'll wait as long as we can. He's booked on a float tonight to go to Melbourne, but we'll make a decision around lunchtime. Forecast doesn't look too favourable for Sydney. He handled Randwick tracks on the soft to heavy side, but I'd prefer him on better ground where possible. So we'll make that decision later, probably leaning more towards Melbourne right now.
Well, he's performed well at Flemington in the past, being not far behind Point Nepean and a Ramsden. So for him to be so competitive first up over 1,400, it augurs well for this campaign, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think he's in for a good preparation. You know, just where he sits, he's probably, to be fair to him, he might be just that grade below the top staying races, but there's some rich pickings if he's placed right, so this is a nice stepping stone either way.
If he performs well, would you still have a throw at the stumps? Is he likely to get into a Caulfield Cup?
Well, I think he'd be just out of it at the moment, but I think we'll decide after Saturday whether he's at that grade or we look for something like a Geelong Cup or something like that.
Yep. You got one runner today. Do we do anything with gripping?
Not off his first run,
no.
But on his work and even his trials leading into it, and blinkers go on, and get the feeling he'll handle the ground. So he could run a race at big odds, for sure.
Good luck today, Chris, and on the weekend.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers.